Should I put the microphone on the gavel?
Okay, you're good to go.
All right. May the whole come to order. Chairman Madden. Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is it safe? Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I'd like to introduce to you the Executive Director of the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce. She's here on an event that's going to happen tonight that you already know about. And there she is in all her wonder, Angela Jarvis.
Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like the privilege of the floor to introduce a lovely lady from the Campbell of Sharpest Town in the state, Mary Silvernell, who is on the land board and the director of our tourism tax board.
Representative Hunt.
Privilege of the floor. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Up in the galleries, came down from Newcastle are my parents, Donna and Tracy Hunt. And today is my mother's birthday, so happy birthday,
Mom. All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday to you.
Representative Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Privilege of the floor, please.
Please proceed.
So as you all know, tourism is the number two industry in our state. And certainly we're proud of our Office of Tourism for doing a great job, but that's only part of the story. The other part is the hardworking folks in the tourism industry. And today we have with us from the tourism, hospitality, and retail industries some folks who are here for the convention, if you could welcome them.
Representative Blevins.
Thank you. I would also like to welcome more tourists from the north, the Park County Travel Council, Claudia Wade, John Parsons, Sherry Long here. And Sherry and I did the Hell's Angels thing together, if you remember, about 12 years ago. That was really interesting. Cammie Crump and Sandy Newsom. Park County Travel Commission.
Madam Speaker, Pro Tem Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't want to embarrass her, but former Representative Clarine Law, if you just stand up there, or come on down here, but you have got to have privilege of the floor. Mr. Chairman, continuing my privilege to the floor, I want to introduce to all of you, there's so many new members on this floor, but I don't think there's a one of you that doesn't know Representative Clarine Law. And I just have to tell you that as a young legislator coming in 11 years ago, I am so grateful for this woman and her mentorship and what she has done for the state of Wyoming. So I love you, Clarine, and welcome to the floor.
Well.
We did, Mr. Presidential Ball.
Yeah, John and I are old friends, Mr. Speaker, members of the House.
He reminds me we once danced at the Centennial Ball. That was, I don't dance worth a dang, and he does, but we did fine. That was the famous dance where Mary Mead, our governor's mother, danced with Mike Sullivan, and of course he prevailed. She did not, but they remained close friends. So that's how I know all of you are here today. Now, we had a little speech just now at lunch about civility. And I left that desk right over there after many years, just a few years ago. And we started getting computers. And I think that's why I decided to retire, because people would never say anything like that to an aging matron. But the stuff they'd say to me on the computer, I'll give you an example. No, they said to me, "You used to be a real good legislator and a good woman until you, hi Ellen, until you supported pathways." Now, he said, I ain't liking that too good. He said, but he sent it to my address, which is my business address, and he spelled motel, M-O-T-L-E. So if you spelled it that way, somebody, that was wrong. Now I know who you are. Anyway, I have great respect for everyone here. I have great respect for what you're doing to serve Wyoming. I have a little bit of angst and anger against my successor, Ruth Ann or Keith or whoever drugged me down here, because I have had laryngitis. I don't speak real well, but I can speak well enough to tell you my love for this body and the great respect that I hold the body and the work you're doing. And I want to thank you very much. And I'll see you tonight. Don't you have a bill up that I can speak to? Thank you.
Any other privileges? All right. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 91. The reading clerk will read the bill. 37.
Senate File number 37, introduced by Senator Case, an act relating to public utilities, providing for participation of the Office of the Consumer Advocate, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Chairman, in Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred Senate File 37, engrossed, Office of the Consumer Advocate, Revisions 2, respectfully report same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Berger, Blickery, Byrd, Gay, Green, Kirkbride, Paxton, Petroff, and Dan Zwanitzer, signed by Representative Berger, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Madam Speaker, Pro Tem Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 37 do pass, and I'll turn the explanation of the bill over to the Majority Whip Stubson.
Mr. Majority Whip Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I present to you Senate File 37 and ask for your favorable consideration. This really came out of some discussions through the Corporations Interim Committee and our examination of the OCA's office and the work that they've been doing. And for those of you not familiar with the OCA, that office represents ratepayers typically in rate cases and other matters before the Public Service Commission, and was implemented maybe 10 to a dozen years ago or so to really represent ratepayers in those cases. But there have been a number of instances where the OCA, they have to decide and pick and choose which cases they will be involved in. And this really codifies what has, in at least some instances, been the practice, which is and gives specific authority to the PSC that if the Office of Consumer Advocate decides not to participate in a particular case, and the PSC wants to build a record in that case that 5 days after the day for intervention expires and the OCA decides not to do it, then the PSC can enter an appearance in the case. So it's a pretty simple bill. It was really a great bill before it turned blue, but it's still a pretty good bill, and I'd ask you to vote aye.
Is there any discussion on the bill? Okay. Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Berger's motion, that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so at the recommendation that Bill number 37 do pass, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Senate File 37 has passed Committee of the Whole. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 91. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 91, introduced by Senator Hines. An act relating to county commission composition, providing for a form for petitions to increase or decrease the number of county commissioners, limiting elections to increase or decrease the number of county commissioners to general election dates, and providing for an effective date. Mr. Chairman, your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom is referred Senate File 91, County Commissioners, Election to Modify Numbers, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Berger, Blickery, Byrd, Gay, Green, Kirkbride, Paxton, Petroff, and Dan Zwanzer, signed by Representative Berger, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure, Madam Speaker, Pro Tem Berger?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 91 do pass, and I will turn the explanation of the bill over to Representative Summers.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, fellow members, I bring you Senate File 91 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill is brought as a result of an issue that occurred in my county in 2011 and 2012. We had a petition in our county to go from 3 county commissioners to 5 county commissioners, and it occurred during kind of the summer or the spring of 2011. That petition was fulfilled, and the proposition was brought on an election in August of 2011. The electorate at that time decided to support that, and as a result of that, the election resulted in a five-commissioner county commission. After that, the opposition kind of picked up a head of steam, and prior to anybody being put into office, another petition was submitted. And that petition was a submission to go from five back to 3. They got enough signatures, that proposition was put on the ballot. In May of 2012, that petition was successful, or that proposition was successful, and so it went back to 3 before anybody had ever got into office. So I guess the result of that was a lot of animosity. Both sides felt the process had failed them. There was resulting lawsuits, and this bill is legislation to clean that up. Currently, the statute allows the proposition to be submitted to the electors at May, August, or November elections. Petitioning can be ongoing. There is no direction. If the number is changed, then that change shall occur. There is no prescribed form for the petition. That was another issue, is the petition kind of had some irregularities at times, and this bill attempts to define a very specific petition. This legislation reduces the election date options to 1, a general election, stops the petition process to allow the increase or decrease to take effect before it can be changed. Direction is provided that the change takes effect the next general election and does not disturb the terms of the incumbents, and there is a prescribed form for the petition. With that, I would stand for any questions. Thank you.
Is there any discussion on the bill? Question being called. All those in favor of Chairman Berger's motion, that on the Committee of the Whole rise to report, it do so at the recommendation that Bill number 91 do pass. Please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Senate File 91 has passed Committee of the Whole. No. Okay. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Committee of the Whole rise and report.
Any committee announcements?
You just said you heard the motion.
Okay. You've heard the motion. All those in favor of Downtown Majority Floor Leader Brown's motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion carries.
Reading clerk will read the Committee of the Whole report.
Mr. Speaker, your Committee of the Whole, having had under consideration bills on general file, beg to leave report as follows. Senate File 132, amended, recommended do pass. Senate File 6, recommended do pass. Senate File 19, amended, recommended do pass. Representative Brown, move that the House rise and sit again. Senate File 37, recommended do pass. Senate File 91, recommended do pass. It is signed by Representative Green, Chairman.
Representative Green. Representative Green.
Mr. Speaker, I move the adoption of the Committee of the Whole report.
You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Committee of the Whole report has been adopted. Brothers and sisters of the 62nd, you might have noticed a short Committee of the Whole. That's because we have 39 bills left and 10 days in which to do them. Our brothers and sisters in the Senate have a much heavier workload after this session sometimes. We've got about, well, you've seen the bills on general file. There's, I think, 15 left on general file, and there's 34 in committee. And some of those may not come out of committee, so we're just trying to pace ourselves. Plus, it's tourism day, so we wanted to go to the tourism party. Chairman Gingery. Sorry about that.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to Rule 19.1, I would request that, I forgot the number, I think it's 67, Senate File 67 be returned from the Senate. And Mr. Speaker, just for clarification for the body, there was going to be someone who was on the prevailing side to ask for reconsideration, but before they could do that, the bill got sent back to the Senate. And so what we're doing is just requesting it back. You're not voting on whether you want to reconsider it, and you're not voting on whether you like the bill or not. All you're doing is asking for the bill back from the Senate. But it does need a two-thirds to ask for a bill back.
Let me just explain a little bit more. You can't do anything without a bill jacket here. If you don't have a bill jacket, you can't do anything. You can't talk about it. You can't look at it. The bill jacket's everything. And if it's not, and it has to be receipted, and it has to be in certain people's possessions. And sometimes we get too efficient and get the bills to the other end. Well, we get not too efficient, and we're very, very efficient. And we get the bills to the other end before we're done with them. And so after we do that, sometimes we have to ask for them back so that we can move a reconsideration and give ourselves the opportunity to maybe rethink what we did. And that's what the good chairman is asking on Senate File 67. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I might add that we were so efficient and so quick, we perhaps didn't give one of our members a fair chance to make the motion, and that's why I'd urge you to vote in favor of recalling the bill, regardless of how you may feel about the merits of the bill.
It takes a two-thirds vote to recall it, and I think it's the right thing to do.
And what happens, just for future reference, if you want to do a reconsideration on a bill, make sure you tell the chief clerk first, and that just kind of slip through, and she can hold the bill till later in the afternoon before she sends it over. Okay.
It has to be in our possession.
Because it has to be in our possession before we can vote on it. So now we're just voting on whether we send a request to the Senate to send us our bill back, or that bill back. So you've heard the motion, Representative Nicholas.
Well, I'm just curious, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Speaker. Obviously, the majority floor leader got up, made a comment on it. Are we going to have the opportunity to debate whether or not to bring it back, or should he need to rescind his words?
Technically, you can't debate, but you can rise for points of order to explain things. If you have something you would like to explain, help yourself. Representative Miller, I'm sure you have something to explain.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm just curious. This hasn't happened in my years here. I'm just curious, does the Senate get to vote on it also, whether they send it back?
The Senate gets to vote, and they have to pass by two-thirds whether it comes back. And the rule number is, Patty, what's our rule number? 19-1. If you... Joint Rule 19-1. Representative Nicholas.
So, Mr. Speaker, just for clarification, if we vote no, then the bill dies. Is that correct?
If you vote no, then the bill stays over in the Senate and, in this case, dies. So we are voting on the motion to recall Senate File 67. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Hello.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins,
aye.
Flickrey,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
no.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquibel,
excused.
Esquibel excused, Filer,
excused.
Filer excused, Freeman,
aye.
Gay excused, Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Green, Halverson,
no.
Harshman, Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
no.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz, Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
no.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Semlick,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Cheaters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Yagi.
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 37 aye, 20 no, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have voted not to recall Senate File 67 from the Senate. Conference Committee for House Bill Number 1 will be Representative Harshman, Chair, Esquibel, Nicholas, Stubson, and Wallace. We're at that order of business of messages from the Senate.
Message number 239. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill Number 2, Election Code Revisions. Ayes 30. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 240. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill Number 3, Effective Financing Statements and Duration. Ayes 30. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Mr. Speaker, message 241. The bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill Number 9, Election Code Revisions 2. Ayes 30. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 242, concurrence requested. Mr. Speaker, House Bill Number 13, Livestock Revisions. The House bill listed above passed on third reading. Ayes 30, noes 0. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendment. and it's signed by Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 243. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 14, Crime Victims Compensation and Restitution, ayes 30. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 244. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill number 20, Child Support Guideline Tables, ayes 30. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 245. Concurrence requested. Mr. Speaker, House Bill number 21, Peace Officer Immunity. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form. Ayes 30, noes none. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the various amendments. Message number 247, concurrence requested. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 28, Disabled Hunter Programs. The House bill listed above passed on third reading. Ayes 30, noes none. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 248. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 29, Game Licenses, Landowner Coupons, ayes 28, noes 2. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 249. Concurrence requested. Mr. Speaker, House Bill number 37, Hunting License Raffle. House bill listed above passed on third reading. Ayes 28, noes 2. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Sincerely, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 250. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 40, Eminent Domain Wind Energy Collector System, ayes 29, noes 1. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 251. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill number 49, Legislature Certificates of Attendance. Ayes 30, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 252. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 50, Distribution of Bills. Ayes 30, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 253, concurrence requested. Mr. Speaker, House Bill number 53, State Land Violations. A House bill listed above passed on third reading. Ayes 30, noes 0. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Message 254, Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 57, Constituent Service Allowance, ayes 29, noes 1. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 255, Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill number 62, Innocent Landowner Amendments, ayes 30. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 256, Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 63, State Primacy on Greenhouse Gas Regulation, ayes 30, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. And message number 257, Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 80, Health Care Provider Retention Program, sunset date, ayes 29, noes 1, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 259. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 110, Off-Road Vehicle Gasoline Tax Distribution, sunset. Ayes 29, noes 1. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 258, Mr. Speaker, House Bill number 82, Interstate Sales of Health Insurance. This is a concurrence request in the House bill listed above. Passed on third reading, ayes 30, noes 0. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. And it is signed by Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
We're at that order of business of reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom was referred Senate File 162, authorized taking of an eagle, respectfully reports saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye: Representative Blevins, Davison, Freeman, Halverson, Hutchins, Yeagy, Crone, Piperinen. One excused, Representative Gay, signed by Representative Davison, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred Senate File 86, engrossed County Offices Business Days, respectfully report saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye: Representatives Berger, Blickery, Berg, Green, Kirkbride, Paxton, Petroff, Danswanesser. One excused, Representative Gay, signed by Representative Blickery, Vice Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred Senate File 99, Water and Sewer Districts Electors, respectfully report saying back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye: Representatives Berger, Blickery, Byrd, Green, Kirkbride, Paxton, Petroff, Danswanesser. One excused, Representative Gay, signed by Representative Blickery, Vice Chairman.
With that order of business of request to concur with Senate amendment to House bill, the first message for our consideration is message number 245 on House Bill 21. Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move message number 245, which deals with House Bill 21, Peace Officer Immunity. If you recall, this bill it dealt with immunity back and forth between officers coming onto the reservation. And what the Senate did was add in that they need to have an MOU worked out. And so that's what you'll see there, that they're going to do an MOU between the Attorney General, the Department of Interior, BIA, tribe, state, county. And then it also says there'll be a provision for immunity from suit in tribal court. And if there's any claim, it'll be handled under the Wyoming Governmental Claims Act. And I'd urge you to vote aye on the concurrence.
Any discussion on the concurrence? We're voting on a motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 21. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel excused. Filer excused. Freeman. Gay excused. Gingrey. Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas. Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder, Simlick, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Wallace, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 21. The next message for our consideration is message number 247 on House Bill 28. Chairman Davison.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message
247 to House Bill 228 and ask for a favorable vote. What it does, it creates a new subsection F, and then it allows that predators may be taken with artificial light, and also it changes on page 2, line 23. It says may take predators. It changes it to take predators. And I urge your aye vote on this.
Any discussion? We are voting on amendments to, we are voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 28. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Lickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly. Davison,
aye.
Eklund, Esquivel, excused, Filer, excused, Freeman,
aye.
Gay, excused, Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi, Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux, Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 28. The next message for our consideration is message number 249 on House Bill 37. Chairman Davison.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message 249. To House Bill 37 and ask for your favorable vote. This amendment just says that for each of the licenses issued through the competitive raffle, if applicable, will be counted against non-resident quotas. And it's, I see it as a good amendment, so please vote aye.
Any other discussion? We are voting on a motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 37. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Lickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund. Esquivel, excused. Filer, excused. Freeman.
Aye.
Gay, excused. Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic. Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz, Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff, Pieperinen, Reeder, Semlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 37. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 53. Message 253 on House Bill 53. Chairman Semlick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on House Bill 53 and ask for your aye vote. I've had some questions on this. On the conference report, it talks about deleting page 2, lines 21 and 22. My understanding of the reason for that deletion is because there was a technical error in the drafting, and we no longer needed that section in the bill anymore. It has to do with camping on state ground. We didn't need that section anymore in the bill, so that was deleted. And the "and" that you see referenced on line 3, page 3, was inserted in there. So that's the reason for the technical correction. It just requires some renumbering. So it did not change anything currently in the statutes. It did not substantively change anything in the bill. And so for that reason, I would ask for your aye vote.
Any further discussion? We're voting on a motion to cure with Senate amendments to House Bill 53. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow. Berger. Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel excused. Filer excused. Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green. Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers, Stubson,
aye.
Cheaters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 53. The next message for our consideration is message number 258 on House Bill 82. Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Senate played with our bill a little bit, but I don't think it's going to hurt it. If you go to the bill on page 6, line 5, it just adds the word warning. And what that's referring to is... the benefit of this policy may primarily be governed by the laws of a state other than Wyoming. So it inserts the word warning prior to that line. And then later on in the bill, it deletes if a benefit from out-of-state policy or a similarly named benefit is defined differently under Wyoming statutes and regulations, then it is... in the other state, the policy shall contain a side-by-side chart that compares Wyoming's and the other states' respective definitions. So it removed that chart. And then the last one is the commissioner shall adopt rules and regulations necessary to implement this article. It puts a period and deletes. These are the words it deletes, including the issuance of standard forms for the disclosure of benefits. So it removed the standardization. I don't think that hurts the bill. It's a bill that prepares us to go into buying and selling insurance with other states. So I would encourage you to vote aye on this concurrence.
Any other discussion? We're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 82. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel excused. Filer excused. Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
No.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Cheaters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Yagi. Aye to no. Davison. Aye to no. Pieperinen. Aye to no. Laux. Aye to no. Watt. Aye to no. Miller. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 46 aye, 11 no, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 82. We're at that order of business of signing enrolled acts. The first enrolled act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act Number 11, being original House Bill 2. The reading clerk will read the enrolled act.
Enrolled Act Number 11, the original House Bill was Number 2, an act relating to elections.
I am about to sign Enrolled Act Number 11, being original House Bill 2. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act Number 12, being original House Bill Number 3. The reading clerk will read the enrolled act.
Enrolled Act Number 12, again, original House Bill Number 3, an act relating to Uniform Commercial Code.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 12, being original House Bill Number 3. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act Number 13, being original House Bill 9. The reading clerk will read the enrolled act.
Enrolled Act Number 13, from the original House Bill Number 9, an act relating to elections.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 13, being the original House Bill 9. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act Number 14, being original House Bill 14. The reading clerk will read the enrolled act.
Enrolled Act Number 14, from the original House Bill Number 14, an act relating to crime victims' compensation.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 14, being original House Bill 14. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act Number 15, being original House Bill 20.
Enrolled Act Number 15, from the original House Bill Number 20, an act relating to child support.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 15, being original House Bill 20. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 16, being original House Bill 23. The reading clerk will read the enrolled act.
Enrolled Act Number 16, from original House Bill Number 23, an act relating to crimes and offenses.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 16, being original House Bill 23. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act Number 17, being original House Bill 29.
Enrolled Act Number 17, from original House Bill Number 29, an act relating to game and fish.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 17, being original House Bill 29. I have so signed. The next House Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act Number 18, being original House Bill 40. The reading clerk will read the enrolled act.
Enrolled Act Number 18, from original House Bill Number 40, an act relating to eminent domain.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 18, being original House Bill 40. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act number 18, being original House Bill 49. The reading clerk will read the enrolled act. Or House Enrolled Act number 19, being original House Bill 49.
Enrolled Act number 19 from original House Bill number 49, an act relating to the legislature.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 19, being original House Bill 49. I have so signed. The next bill for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 20, being original House Bill 50.
Sorry, okay. Enrolled Act number 20 from the original House Bill number 50, an act relating to the legislature.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 20, being original House Bill 50. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act number 21, being original House Bill 57.
Enrolled Act number 21 from original House Bill number 57, an act relating to legislative compensation.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 21, being original House Bill 57. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 22, being original House Bill 62.
Enrolled Act number 22 from the original House Bill number 62, an act relating to environmental quality.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 22, being original House Bill 62. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act number 23, being original House Bill 63.
Enrolled Act number 23 from original House Bill number 63, an act relating to public health and safety.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 23, being original House Bill 63. I have so signed. The next bill for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 24, being original House Bill 80.
Enrolled Act number 24 from original House Bill number 80, an act relating to the military department.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act number 24, being original House Bill 80. I have so signed. The next bill for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 25, being original House Bill 110.
Enrolled Act number 25 from original House Bill number 110, an act relating to gasoline tax distribution.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 25, being original House Bill 110. I have so signed. The next bill for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act number 11, being original Senate File 17.
Enrolled Act number 11 from original Senate File number 17, an act relating to community juvenile services.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 11, being original Senate File 17. I have so signed. The next message bill for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act number 12, being original Senate File 26.
Enrolled Act number 12 from original Senate File number 26, an act relating to radioactive waste.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 12, being original Senate File 26. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act number 13, being original Senate File 33.
Enrolled Act number 13 from original Senate File number 33, an act relating to search and rescue fees.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 13, being original Senate File 33. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act Number 14, being Senate Original Senate File 38.
Enrolled Act Number 14 from Original Senate File Number 38, an act relating to education.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 14, being Original Senate File 38. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act Number 15, being Original Senate File 39.
Enrolled Act Number 15 from Original Senate File Number 39, an act relating to guardianship and conservators.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 15, being Original Senate File 39. I have so signed. The next act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act Number 16, being Original Senate File 82.
Enrolled Act Number 16 from Original Senate File Number 82, an act relating to game bird farms.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 16, being Original Senate File 82. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act Number 17, being Original Senate File 98.
Enrolled Act Number 17 from Original Senate File Number 98, an act relating to trade practices.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 17, being Original Senate File 98. I have so signed. We're at that order of business of re-referral of bills. Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to re-refer Senate File 55 to your committee number 2, Appropriations.
Without objection, it is so ordered. We're at that order of committee announcements. Oh, wait. We have some more messages from the Senate. We're at that order of business of more messages from the Senate.
Message 260. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did not concur on House amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File Number 4, Livestock Disease Reporting and Liability. That's Ayes 30. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message Number 261, concurrence passed. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File Number 62, State Board of Education. Membership, and when ayes 19, noes 12. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 262, concurrence failed. Mr. Speaker, Senate File number 76, Bighorn Sheep Relocation. The Senate failed to concur on House amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 0, noes 30. The Senate requests the House appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with the Light Committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 263, conferees appointed. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a Light Committee number 1 from the House of on Amendments to Senate File 76. The Senate conferees are Senator Hicks, Chairman, Senator Burns, Senator Driscoll, Diana Williams, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 264, concurrence passed. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bill listed below by the final vote indicated. Senate File 124, Frivolous Liens, Ayes 29, Noes 1. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 265, concurrence passed. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to bill listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File number 27, Limited Mining Operation, Ayes 23, Noes 6. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
With that order of business of committee announcements, Chairman Juana Terdan. Swan, it's your Dave. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Year Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highway, and Military Affairs, will meet tomorrow night, 10 minutes after adjournment, in H-17 to hear the following three bills. Senate File 57, Highway Speed Limit Increase. Senate File 29, Hitchhiking. Senate File 16, Engrossed Aeronautics Programs.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet Monday, February 11th, 10 minutes after adjournment in room H17, where we will hear Senate File 147, Stroke and Heart Attack Treatment Centers. That's appropriate that it's a Senate file. Senate File 83, Medicaid Fraud Recovery. We will finish that one up. And then tomorrow morning, we will double back at 8 a.m. in room H17, where we will hear Senate File 84, Wyoming Health Insurance Pool Premiums.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will meet with the Light Committee on the Senate side on Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. in room 302 to hear Hybrid Energy Systems report to the Joint Minerals, Business, and Economic Development Committee.
Chairman Simlett.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 5, Agriculture, State, and Public Lands and Water Resources, will meet tomorrow morning, February 12th at 8 a.m. in H11 to hear Senate File 69, Omnibus Water Bill Construction, Senate File 20, State Land Transactions, Senate File 90, Administrative Control of Acquired Institutional Lands, and Senate File 75, Honor Farm Horse Program. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 2 will meet Tuesday, February 12th, 10 minutes upon adjournment. This is a rescheduled meeting. We added a couple bills and changed the time. The first one up will be Senate File 60, Engrossed Medicaid Reform. This is a re-referred bill. Next will be Senate File 77, Community College Construction. And finally, Senate File 106, Projects Funded by Abandoned Mine Land Funds. Thank you.
Any further committee announcements? Anybody who hasn't introduced anybody today? Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
General File tomorrow will be according to the yellow list that you have with one change you'll see in the morning. It's way down the list. Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn until 10 o'clock a.m. tomorrow, February 12, 2013.
You've heard the motion. All in favor of adjourning until 10 a.m. tomorrow, February 12, 2013, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The House is adjourned until tomorrow, February 12, 2013, at 10 a.m.